home instead on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So this evening I'm at Home Instead Senior Care with the directors Andrew and Sheena. For anybody who hasn't come across Home Instead Senior Care before, Andrew, just explain a little bit as to the service that you guys provide.
We provide regular visits to mainly elderly people living in the Harrogate area. We visit people in their own homes with the main aim really to help people maintain their independence, keep healthy, and remain at home for as long as possible.
Now, what I want to focus on is the fact that February is National Heart Month, and people associate heart health with maybe going to the gym or perhaps a change in diet, eating healthily. Is it as simple as that for the clients that you deal with?
No, not really. We're dealing with many elderly people, and as we get older, our bodies go through some natural changes, and these do affect the heart and the circulatory system. And what tends to happen as we get older, no matter how much we go to the gym or anything like that, is we will experience hardening of the arteries. And if that's combined with a poor diet, that can lead to things such as fat and cholesterol and other substances building up and blocking those arteries, which can lead to organ damage and heart attacks, that kind of thing. As we get older, we also get less strong in our muscles, and that includes the heart muscle as well. So the heart doesn't pump as strong as it used to, so making getting the blood around the body that much more difficult. And there are a number of other things that we just slow down generally and get less efficient as we get older. So elderly people tend to experience difficulties such as tiredness, shortness of breath, maybe decreased appetite, swelling in their ankles and feet and things, which are not necessarily the symptoms that a younger person would have. So the sort of things we can do to encourage people to eat well, more balanced diet, of course, yes, cut down on drinking and smoking if they do that, but also to encourage people to stay active as they get older is just really important. They might not be able to get to the gym, but actually going for a walk around the garden or, you know, getting out and about into town with our assistance can be of a huge benefit to people.
I think that's it, isn't it, Sheena? Because we all forget, no matter what age we're at, it doesn't necessarily have to be vigorous exercise. Basing this upon what my grandparents used to be like, bless them, they were of the attitude, well, I've lived like this all my life, why should I change now? Do you have the same problems with some clients or not?
Fortunately, our caregivers are trained in how to encourage people, and they've got the right character to build trust as well and to build a really strong relationship with their clients. So our clients feel very comfortable with our caregivers. So even if it's just going for a walk to the shops, our caregivers will do their best to use all the techniques in the book to try and encourage that person to get moving. It's not easy all the time, but we do our best. And that could even extend to meal planning.
We actually advocate the Eat Well plate, a government kind of initiative to encourage people to eat this more balanced food that's good for your overall health and certainly for heart health. Now, the Eat Well plate is fairly straightforward. It's not every plate of food, but if you looked over your menu over a week, it kind of needs to look at this sort of balance. Roughly a third of fruit and veg, and a third of complex carbohydrates, so bread, rice, potatoes, pasta, that kind of thing. And then the rest split maybe in equal portions between milk and dairy foods, and that can include through cheese and yogurts and things like that. Foods and drinks that are high in fat and or sugar, so our bodies do need fat and sugar, but it's in moderation. And then finally, protein, so, you know, that's your meat and fish and eggs, beans, that kind of thing. If we're eating along those kind of lines over a period of time, that's going to be good for our overall health and well-being.
I would imagine that having a national month centred around heart health can only be beneficial to people like yourselves who are providing such a key service. And you're presumably leading from the top.
That's right. We're going to have a regular weekly delivery of a fruit box from a local supplier in Harrogate. So all our team are looking forward to eating fruit rather than biscuits during the day. And also we will be providing, which we have done up to Christmas and going into the new year, regular mindfulness sessions and also relaxation. And that will be extended to all our caregivers as well, so they'll know the techniques that will help them to relax in what can be quite a stressful job. So it's important that they know how to take time out for themselves to continue to do the jobs that they do and that they love to do with our clients.
So how can people get in touch with Home Instead Senior Care?
Our number is Harrogate, 01423 77 4490, or you can just contact us via our website, which is harrogate@homeinstead.co.uk.
Home Instead on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.